Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. It's been getting colder into the 20s. It's been trying to snow, and we've been seeing a lot of Christmas lights. It seems as if there are more than there have been in previous years, including some weird colors that we hadn't seen before, purple and yellow and kind of a lime green as well, and puce. Well, know where people bought these things. Charlotte Anderson decided she wanted lilac bulbs. She went to the doctor a week ago, and she has this aortic aneurysm, and they told her that this was not operable, and so they gave her maybe a week, maybe a month, maybe a year, who knew, and she decided she'd always wanted lilac Christmas bulbs. So her son went out and bought her three strings of 300 bulbs each, all in a lilac color, and wound them around her little stucco house. And there it is. Evidently, the aneurysm has affected her sense of color, because this is not the color of lilacs. This is the color of a porn shop. And but whatever. Pastor Liz was late for church last Sunday. Big news in our town. It so seldom happens. People enjoy it, of course. She came walking in around 20 after 8 for the 8 o'clock early service. She came walking up the aisle as the little congregation for the early service was singing, "As with gladness, men of old, bum-ba-bum-bum-bum," and so forth. And she just walked right up the aisle, and she made it to the front right around the time they finished. And she said, "You know, what we should have sung was the Bach chorale, Wachet auf, Unster Stimme, Sleepers Awake and Hear the Voice." She had slept through three alarm clocks. She'd been off on the women's retreat off at Breezy Point Lodge up near Brainerd over the weekend. 17 women from Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church, and they had gone up there on Friday afternoon and spent Friday night and all of Sunday sleeping in sleeping bags. And although Pastor Liz had told them that whatever is said at women's retreat will stay at winter's retreat, it took them a long time to sort of open up and talk, which was the whole point of the thing. And they finally did about 10 o'clock on Saturday night. They were knitting, and to sit and knit and drink wine and not have to make eye contact with anybody. And knitting is a form of meditation. And pretty soon, people started to talk, and the woman, I'm not going to say who, said that she felt like a complete phony in the Lutheran church. She didn't believe half of what was said in the Lutheran church, and she felt terrible about this. She felt that she was more Buddhist or Unitarian, and other women chimed in that, yes, they felt the same way. Well, Pastor Liz said, you know, she had days like that too, and usually Mondays or Tuesdays, but sometimes Sundays, and she's up there preaching, and she's listening to her own voice and thinking, what am I saying? But that, you know, by and large, well, women chimed in, and they just all started to land with both feet on the Lutheran church and its male orientation. That it's, I mean, a mighty fortress. I mean, that's not a woman's idea, is it? And onward Christian soldiers and so forth, this militants of the Lutheran church. See, men, their faith, the male faith, which is the dominant faith, is ancestor worship, faith of our fathers living still. We will be true to thee till death. And women's faith is descendant worship, the worship of the child and the grandchild. And they needed to start their own church. Well, it was an amazing moment, and they'd all had some wine, and it was and it was midnight, and then Charlotte Anderson, she of the aortic aneurysm, piped up and said that she could not bear to sit there and hear all this atheistic talk at a church event. It was just giving her a terrible headache. And Pastor Liz, who was knitting a blue sock, sitting on the floor, turned towards Charlotte, and she put her hands on either side of Charlotte's head. And she said something. There was disagreement about exactly what she said. But she put her hands on either side of Charlotte's head, and Charlotte cried out, "It's gone. It's gone." Well, everybody looked at Pastor Liz as if she'd pulled the Queen of Spades out of Charlotte's ear or something. And they all looked at each other, and they were very quiet for a long time. And now it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and Pastor Liz reminded them that what happens at retreat stays at retreat. She was up until 2 o'clock in the morning, and then she got in her car and she drove all the way home, and she just sat down at 5 o'clock in the morning in her big chair in the living room, and she fell asleep and woke up, and it was past 8 o'clock, and she put on her robe over her pajamas and she walked up to church, and people were whispering already and looking at her in a different way. What happened on retreat did not stay on retreat. And Charlotte Anderson felt that not only her headache, but her aneurysm had been, if not cured, had been improved by Pastor Liz putting her hands on her. Pastor Liz remembered saying something like, "I love you, Charlotte." But other people thought that she had said some foreign phrase, some mystical phrase. Charlotte told Darlene down at the Chatterbox Cafe, and when Liz walked in for late breakfast on Monday morning, she could see people looking at her. And that morning, Irene Bunsen came up to her house, walked in, sat down in the kitchen, put her face down on the table, and burst into tears, saying she was terribly depressed. She got depressed every year around Christmas. She could not bear Christmas. And Pastor Liz put her hands on either side of Irene's head and said, "I wish I could make it all go away." And Irene stopped crying. And she said, "You just did." She felt all tingly inside. And she went home and she cleaned her house for 4 hours. And she baked bread, which she hadn't done for months and months. And she made pies, and she cleaned out stuff from the closet, filled her car with bags and bags of junk, and took them into the Salvation Army bin and the shopping mall in Little Falls, and she did most of her Christmas shopping. She did everything in about 8 hours, and she came home all happy, and she poured wine, and she made beef bourguignon for Clint when he got home. It was a miracle of Christmas. Well, more people came on Tuesday. People who Pastor Liz had never seen before. Some of them came from a long way away. They came from Minneapolis. They came from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They came from Des Moines, all the way to Lake Wobegon. Now, there were some local people who came too, but the local people didn't want to be seen walking into the parsonage or in line. So when they saw the line, they just drove off, but the out-of-towners didn't mind. They formed a line coming out the front door. They came in the front door, not the side door, which you should come in. But anyway, they stood in line at the front door, and they had heard that she was a healer, that she had this gift. She sat at her kitchen table and she brought them in one after the other. She tried to tell them that she had no gift, just the gift of prayer, just God's grace, made freely available to all. But they came in one after the other, trooped in, told her their problems. They had heart problems, or they had a stroke, or they had worried about their children, some of them skin irritations, jumpiness, insomnia, and so forth. And And she prayed for them and prayed for them to receive peace and to receive comfort and put her hands on either side of their heads. They said, "Well, we heard that you said something, some phrase or something. No? Do we have to pay extra for that? I mean, does it work just to pray, ask God for peace and comfort? Aren't you supposed to?" Well, she said, "Wacht auf, ruft uns die Stimme." That satisfied them. She said it twice, and she walked around them, and she put a candle out. They were satisfied. They went away. They felt better. They felt different or something. Something had happened. More people came on Wednesday. 47 people came on Wednesday. She didn't know what to do. She didn't want to establish a shrine. She refused all contributions, gifts. No, no, thank you. This is just God's grace made freely available to all. People came in, told her their problems, poured out their hearts. Some people had brought rocks, and now those were part of this little shrine on the kitchen table, and crystals were there, and now there were 6 candles, and now she was wearing a great black choir robe, and she had a little wreath of flowers around her head, and she was saying, "Wacht auf, ruft uns die Stimme." And she was putting her hands on either side of their head, and they're circling around behind them. She discovered that when you are a healer and have a gift, there are no working hours. You're available at all time. You're like a public utility. You're like the electric company. And people are not easily satisfied. You pray for them, and they say, "Is that it? Is that all? I heard oil was involved. Isn't there supposed to be oil?" So she added oil. She had a little cereal bowl, and she poured some Mazola in it, and she dipped her middle finger in, and she made the sign of the cross on their foreheads, and "Wacht auf, ruft uns die Stimme." Circled around. More and more people came, long lines of people. Finally, Thursday evening, she just closed up shop, and she put out a sign that said, "Pray without ceasing," and she got in her car, and she drove down to St. Paul, and she went into a very nice hotel. She got herself a room. She ordered room service. She had a New York strip steak, rare, with a baked potato with sour cream, and she had a double scotch, and she had a glass of red wine, and she had a dessert called Christmas Blizzard. It was just beautiful. It was like 11 scoops of ice cream and just floating in chocolate, 4 different kinds of chocolate. And she enjoyed that and drove back this afternoon, actually, determined that she was going to put a stop to all of this and tell people that she was just an ordinary person like them. But on the other hand, she had enjoyed seeing the Buddhist and Unitarian women come to her to be healed. And they wanted it all. They wanted the Wacht auf, they wanted the oil, they wanted everything. So she got back to Lake Wobegon, and here was a man in black with a purple shirt and a clerical collar waiting for her, a bishop. He said, "I understand you have a gift." "Well," she said, "I don't know." And he burst into tears. She'd never seen a bishop cry. They're not used to crying. But he wept in her kitchen, and she put her arms around him. He has ADD. It's Advent Distress Disorder. He's always felt bad around Advent. He just feels horrible, and he has to pretend to be awestruck, and in fact, he's just horrified. And she touched him. She put her hand on his head, and she prayed, "Wacht auf, ruft uns die Stimme." She put a little Mazola on his forehead. He seemed to feel better. So, it's tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock service at the church. The little marquee has been changed out front. Instead of 8 a.m. worship, it's 8 a.m. healing and worship service. service, and we'll see what happens. She doesn't plan to go around the whole sanctuary and touch people and put oil on them. She's going to have people hold hands. Everybody in church just hold hands, and she's just going to pray, and that's all she's going to do. So, if that's what you want, there she is in Lake Wobegon, 8 o'clock Sunday morning. That's the news from Lake Wobegon. For all the women are strong. All the men are good looking. All the children are above average.